Wednesday night, or Lechot Zion Tammuz, Chodesh Halvavos, Shir for Men. We're at the end of Shara Kniya. Mitzvah Hashem will finish Shara Kniya tonight. Who knows? Perek Asiri, Shara Kniya. We're on page Reish Yud Gimel, the very end of the page. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3. Three lines on the bottom. In the last paragraph, the Chodesh Halvavos is summing up and saying that the 10 prokim, I've taught you the yesodos of this midah of anova or kniya. Really, there's much more than what's written here. I gave you Rashi prokim, and if you think about it and you contemplate it, you'll keep coming up with new understandings and what it means and how to apply it and how you're supposed to feel, like what's the real feeling you're supposed to have. And I couldn't say everything here, but these are the foundations. You definitely have to think about it, and you have to be mischazik in it, and you have to ask Hashem to help you. I guess that's part of kniya, is that you can't do it on your own. You need Hashem's help, and he brings down the tefillah that we say at the end of Shmona Esrei, where it's really quite explicit that we're asking Hashem for that. He rather doesn't have it here. But Atzofo, three lines from the bottom of the page, Reishu Gimel. Atzofo means, right? Which is the ultimate in Kniya. Vihizor, be careful. Meuhure Libcha, from thoughts you may have. Uputuye Yitzracha. And the Yetzer Hara tries to entice you. Because remember, we're not talking, you know, it doesn't have to be the most arrogant person in the world. The opposite of kniya. So it's, you know, you have an ego. And most people spend their lives, it's very hard, you know, you think, I'm doing it for Hashem. Like, you know, they are. It's really, most people spend their lives in attempting self-gratification. It doesn't have to be self-gratification in an evil way, meeting the mortgage payments, you know, paying rent, paying the bills, being mechanech your children, eating, sleeping. You're the focus, so it's very hard. Usachichos hadas, and you feel good, and you accomplish something. Vagavus, Vagasus, Ubakoshus Hasvara Vagdula, no one likes to be put down. Everyone wants to be in charge. Everyone wants to be a chief. Not many Indians. Everybody is willing to be a chief. Vlios Mitsadve, Umazir, you like to kind of, hello. Yeah. I do mind because I'm in the middle of giving a shear. So call me back after 9:30. Goodbye. Ubakosha Sasora Bagdula, looking for, you know, for Srora, Bagdula, Leos Mitzavu, Mazir, Vishay Sparsim, Shimcha, everybody wants to have a little fame, get their name in the paper, or maybe not get their name in the paper, but they want to be known. People want to be known, that's a very common Yitzhara. We're on page Reish Yud Dalad now, the last page of Shara Kniya. Bein B'nei Hodom, he wants to have a little person between people. No one likes to go through life and no one ever heard of them, no one knows about them. They just, you know, everybody has some sort of, most people have some sort of, a Yitzhara to be known, and all of that is anti-kniya. Ukvaramu achocham esoderech hamamutzu levnei adam b'olam b'omro. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Shtayim shalti meyitoch. I ask two things of you, Hashem. Al timna mimeni b'terem omus. Shav udvar kozov harchek mimeni. Keep me away from falsehoods. Reish v'osher. Reish means poverty. From the Russian Rosh. Rosh v'reish v'osher. Altitan li, they're both no good. Poverty is no good, and wealth is no good. That's his point here. You say, what's wrong with wealth? Because wealth has that yetzahara of gaiva. Hatifeni lechem chuki penesba v'kichashdi v'marti mi Hashem. If you get too full of yourself, so you say mi Hashem, you have to guard against that. Upeni varesh, if you're poor, then v'kanavti v'tafas Hashem alokoi, you can come to other types of averus with poverty. So keep me in the middle, not poor, not poverty stricken, but not having too much money where I start to believe that I am, you know, the center of the universe. Belochenis orachi, wake up. He's talking in this last paragraph, he's talking that it takes study and it takes contemplation. And you have to think about it. And let me, if you just come to a shir, even if there's a fantastic maggid shir, even if. And he's explaining things. So you hear it and you go, okay, you know, yeah, I should be nothing, I should be considered nothing, I should feel low. It's all words. You have to think about what it really means, and how do I feel, and if this and this happens, and I feel a certain way, so how does that match up to the way the Chavis Haldol says I should feel if I would truly be nichna? Okay, so I'm not there yet. How do I work on it? And he gave us all the things to think about, all the scenarios. What about how? Remember the prokim were about how a Baal Kaniyah would act given certain situations. How do you see what are the greatest manifestations of Kniyah? V'lachenis orachi. V'altis aleim, don't refrain. Don't turn aside. V'lerape yeschichus hadas minafshecha u'midosecha borefuas. Asher yeschicha aleim. Look at schichus hadas, it's arrogance, self-centeredness, thinking that you can do it. You in a bad way, you can do it on your own. You can do it. So you have to be merape that. It's a sickness. It's an illness. So use the prokem I wrote here. Use sharakniya as your medicine. Now he says a very wise thing, which you can apply to tens and tens, if not hundreds, of other midos. Valyim no'acha mikach. Don't let it stop you. Masha Torah bohamon b'nei Adam, you see, your regular people, normal people, your friends, your neighbors, normal people are walking around on the street. And misalmin milarapeyas nafshul seyem in amad v'hazeh. They're not, you know, they're regular, normal people. They have yetzora, they have gaiva, they want to become famous. Like, you don't want to, should I be the one meshugana? I'm going to be the friar that's going to be benafshi kefra la koltia. Look at everybody else. I'll be like everybody else. How bad could it be already if everybody is that way? So I'll be that way too. Hashem surely won't have tainus to me if I just went along and acted like a normal person, like the people I see. But Tomer is not slusi, it's not slusom. I don't know, whatever they're going to tell Hashem, I'll tell Hashem. I'll make sure not to be first in line. And I'll hear what they tell Hashem, and I'll tell Hashem the same thing. Whatever excuse they have, I'll have to. Why should I be better than them? Like, I see normal people don't act this way. You're demanding of me. He says, just think of this marshal. Ki hasuma, and this is true, of course, with so many midos and masim tovim. Ki hasuma, let's say you're blind. That's a song. And let's say you're in a city, a lot of blind people there. Maybe something in the water, and they wash their face. I don't know. And he got hold of a medicine that's going to allow him to see. And there's damnu lo kilorin mo'ilim, salves or medicines that are going to help. She'efshalay l'srape k'ashay yishtamish man. Ein min aroy lo l'srashal b'kach. He's not going to be misrashel from using the medicines, saying, well, I don't have to be better than everybody else. They're blind, I'll be blind too. Whatever happens to them will happen to me. Why do I have to try to be better than them? Yimtzeini mashemotzi es chaveray hasumim. Whatever happens to them, however they get by in life, I'll also get by in life. What do I have to be different for? If you would hear someone say this, v'ilu tishma echad mehem oymed davar zeh, you would think he's out of his mind. You would think he's a meshugana, a nutcase, a dope, stupid person, a crazy person. He's a mezalzel b'dvarov. You would not give any credence to what he's saying. You would look at him like he's nuts. Uboza hashkafaso, Umotzio Michlal Balei Adas. You would think he's lost his mind. Must be something wrong with him. So what are those other blind people in the city? What does he care? What do you care? What's your business? You want to see or you don't want to see? Ubehesim Lekach is the exact same thing. Habet Lenafshecho, look into your heart, into your soul. Ochi. Vishtadl Balbura, and do what you got to do. Va'altis Atzel, don't be lazy about Mashayu Ilchob Olam Hazeh Vaba. Remember, we went through the benefits in Olam Hazeh of Kniya. People will like him, people will share with him, they'll talk to him. Pentomus Bli Lagia Latikfosecha, the Midos Hanalos, or Shebiyachotcha Lagia Alein. He's saying here a very poignant point. He's saying everybody at some time in their lives probably had she'ifos. They wanted to reach a certain madrega. Maybe when you were, sometimes when a person's young, says, I'm going to be a tzaddik, I'm going to grow up, I'm going to do this. And at different points in life, people have she'ifos. He's saying, don't. And then they say, you know, you look back and you have severe disappointment sometimes. When you remember your she'ifos and you see where you're holding, you say, what happened? Like, what happened to all my she'ifos? So he said, don't let that happen to you. Pentomus, Belila Hagia, you won't reach Latikvosecha, to your hopes. You won't reach any of your aspirations, not any. You won't reach your aspirations, the Midos Hanalos, Ashabiyachotcha Lagia land. You could have done it. What do you care? Is other blind people. You could have done it. You could have persevered. You could have worked hard, and you could have done it. And you had those dreams, and you let your dreams, says the Chavis Halvavis, slip through your fingers because of some silly cheshbin that, well, nobody else is doing it. Like, well, you know, it must be okay. I don't see anybody else going crazy about it. Tavas otzel temitzenu. This is atzlus. It's a laziness. He's going to bring down psukim now in Mishle that attack atzlus. Tavas otzel temitzenu kimianu yodav lasos. It's full of thorns and thorn bushes and weeds. You look at it and you say, wake up, wake up. So, Kniya, as hard as it sounds, as outlandish as it sounds, but if you've ever like been there and you've ever been in such a situation where someone, like, you just, everything clicked maybe, and you just feel so humble and thankful to Hashem, and you don't feel worthy of what happened, and you just nichna, and you say, or you just think shara b'china, and you develop the kniya from Hashem that way, or you do what the Rambam says, you study nature. Yanchenu Hashem va'oscha el derech mishmato b'uzo v'rachmov yisalem. Okay, so start. Shout out to tomorrow. Why not?